Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Will you be damned through the church? This chapter is an example of the Jewish leaders, yes, being damned through the church. They were right where they needed to be, attending to God's word, and all the ceremonies that pointed to Christ. They had, in fact, recognized the necessity of attending to Jesus' works, and yet they would not yield their heart and soul to Jesus. They sat in church and contemplated how to twist Jesus' words for their own purpose. They sat in church and contemplated, envisioned how to twist Jesus' miracles against him. They sat in church and daydreamed about their own pleasures. This man in this chapter, who had been lame from birth for 40 years, was now standing in front of them healed. They recognized Peter and John had done a notable miracle, evident to all. And yet, what did they do? They forbade them from doing such wonderful deeds and threatened them. Seeing the facts and yet acting contrary to those facts, rejecting the one cornerstone that saves, they were eternally damned through the church. Will you be damned through the church? You are where you need to be, attending to God's word, worship services, religion classes, chapels, all proclaiming Christ crucified for you. But are you sitting in church, rejoicing in his works, his glory, his salvation, or daydreaming about your pleasures? Are you sitting in church seeking his grace to go on believing and living for him, or twisting the message to see him as a way to serve your earthly life? Are you sitting in church recognizing Jesus is the one who deserves your heart and soul? Or contemplating why you don't really need to change, and twisting his words to serve your own purpose? You might be silently thinking, yeah, but how can you expect us to attentively listen? I try, but how do you fill in that blank after the but? The temptation is to just let our minds wander to athletic events, relationships, or just floating with the clouds. 2 Timothy warns us about having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Satan is very content for us to listen to the facts of Christ's work, as long as he can also convince us to twist them, to think of them in terms of how I still have to live my life for me. Find confidence in me. Even, hey, I'm a religious person, but then I am building myself as the cornerstone rather than Christ. As if I have swallowed the Holy Spirit and eradicated sin myself. Such twisting is turning away then from the one cornerstone that saves. And continuing on such a path, maybe blindly, but it is eternally being damned through the church. Yet it was just this connection of man's own religiosity blindly casting away the cornerstone of Christ that leads to Psalm 118 being quoted in our text. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Notice that man's very rejecting of this cornerstone is a fulfillment of God's word, demonstrating his word will always be fulfilled. He will establish all those, but only those, built on this cornerstone. The rains and the winds of this turbulent world will fall, but the house that is built on this cornerstone of Christ will not. This is the cornerstone that sets us right with God. It's perfect, righteous angles, even Jesus' own perfect attending to God's word, is credited to you and me. The gates of hell cannot prevail against this cornerstone, for Satan's very accusations bounce off that holy, precious blood of Christ that cleanses us, shelters us, supports us. Jesus is the cornerstone of your salvation. There is nothing else that can support you for eternity. And I trust you don't want to be damned through the church. So, no matter how poor a job we preachers do, attend to Jesus' words of life with your heart and your soul, so that by his grace, his cornerstone sets the lines and angles of your life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, stanzas 1 and 2.